2019 Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, known as FABC, has selected the hottest food trends to expect this year. We're talking all things new, all things food. Today on the Food Files, we'll dive into less sugar, more flavor with Dr. Danny Bellmer.
We've seen a lot of different health fads come and go, right? We hated fat for a long time. We hated eggs. We hated butter. And now sugar kind of seems to be in the crosshairs.
Talking about less sugar and more flavors.
Sugar is the enemy. And specifically, high fructose corn syrup has been the enemy in the news. So it's viewed as unhealthy, unnatural. And a lot of food companies have started to try to replace high fructose corn syrup with other types of sugar as a result of all of this negativity. But high fructose corn syrup does just come from corn, from the starch in corn that's converted into sugar, which is naturally part glucose and part fructose, and is not unlike all the other sources of sugar.
So the talk now is about all these new natural, labeled natural sugars.
Yes, so now we're seeing food companies trying to replace the ugly high fructose corn syrup with things that sound a lot better, like agave nectar, natural cane sugar, coconut sugar. But the reality is all of these have very similar composition. So your table sugar, your sucrose, is part glucose and part fructose, which is exactly what high fructose corn syrup is, which is exactly what coconut sugar is, and exactly what all these other forms of sugar are. They're part glucose and part fructose. The ratios change a little bit, but not a lot. And your body sees them as identically the same. And so everyone wanting to label natural sugars is really just doing it as a marketing scheme, because the term natural is actually not even regulated by the FDA. It really doesn't mean anything. So it's just a marketing tool to get consumers to feel like they're buying something that's more healthy, but it's really no different.
So kind of looking towards the future then.
For people that want to be more healthy, the real trick is just to eat less sugar, right? A lot of the products that we consume today, over years, the sugar content has gone up because we as a society have wanted it. As we eat more sugar, we want things to be sweeter. So everything has added sugar, from salad dressings to condiments, and it's just slowly increased over time. I think we really just need to start scaling that back and reducing sugar content in products, but it's going to have to happen slowly as we get used to it again.
Thank you, Dr. Bellmer. FAPC, a part of OSU's Division of Agricultural Sciences Natural Resources, helps to discover, develop, and deliver technical and business information that stimulates and supports the growth of value-added food and agricultural products processing in Oklahoma. To stay in the know while on the go, download the FAPC Connect app today.